Hello?
Hey, Tom, how are you? How are you doing today?
Good.
So, did you get a chance to check the website?
Who is this?
This is Roger. Roger from Elite
Oh,
Website.
your number is
Yeah, actually I
called your
lost my cell number. I lost my
yeah.
cell phone. And this is the number that I'm using. Well, this is official number, office number. Within 2 days I'll get my new cell, and then I'll share my number with you.
Okay, but I know I back get a new email from you.
That's sad. Let me quickly check it. Well, do you have the access to your email right now?
I'm looking at it right now, yes, sir.
All right, just bear with me a few seconds. Tom RR Consulting, right? That's the email. That what we're supposed to use. Tom
Okay.
RR Consulting. Just a minute. Just a minute. All right, update on your website. September 12th. All right, I'm gonna forward it again. Tom, right? It's refresh your send and receive.
Well, wait. What are you? You're sending it to the email on the website.
I'm sending you email with the updated link on your email.
There. Okay, I got it. It just came through to the RR Consulting. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't have it at the station the other day. I have not. I don't show a new email from you for the last 8 days, in fact. But, okay, so you're sending it. There's a link. I don't see a link.
On the email, if you scroll
No.
down, do you see three dots?
I do.
All right, click on those dots.
Oh, you're so tricky. Okay.
Well, I'm not tricky. It's Gmail, right? I believe you're using Gmail, correct?
Got it. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Right, perfect.
Were we able to find for the home page? Remember, we wanted the thing with the multiple trucks.
Multiple trucks, a multiple a partner.
Well, there, way back in April, we had looked at, I had picked a picture out.
Oh, I got it. I got it. See, I told you about the picture thing.
Six different makes of trucks all parked next to each other. And it was a cool picture. It just showed a lot of variety of makes and models. That's what I liked about it.
All right. Well, for the pictures, we'll update the pictures for you. If you remember, I updated you that the CMS that we will provide you, it will have a ability to update the pictures yourself. So, but still, I will keep those picture changing thing as a
I
part
don't
of
have the picture. It was a picture that you guys had showed me. So
the.
I don't know where the picture is.
I'll show you again. I'll show you the collection again. You will
No,
select
no.
a
You guys showed me
picture.
this picture before I picked any out, even. Before I went on the, what's the site that I picked out pictures from?
Shutterstock.
Shutterstock. This was before Shutterstock. This was something that I think Isaac or someone had come up with. And I said, yeah, I like that. And it was just real dark and I wanted it just lighten a little bit. I said, if we can do that where you can see the trucks look clear, I think that'd be perfect. Well, then he went and took a different picture and used that, so.
See, as I said, picture thing would not be a problem, right? I will get that picture for you. Picture, updating a picture is not a big deal, all right? Now, you need to listen to me very carefully, all right? Updating a picture is not a big deal. Any picture can be updated. And I'll show you the collection of the pictures that we have, all right? Now, you were referring to a picture that Isaac shared with you, all right? I do not have any idea about it. But okay. I got it. All right, let me do this. Do you have the access to your email?
Yep.
All right, I'm taking a screenshot, all right, and sending that to you. And I believe this is the one that you were referring to. But what I mean to say is updating a picture is not a challenge, all right? We can update any picture that you want, and we'll update it for you. It's like just simply drag and drop. That's it. So for now, we just want to finalize the functionality, look and feel. That's it. Updating the content is something that I'll show you, and I will keep it as a part of the training. Let's say you want a picture to be changed, right? And you have a picture in your mind. As soon as we get into the completion phase, I will do a screen share with you, and I will change that picture in front of you. I will do that for you, but I will show you how to do it. You got it.
Okay.
All right, can you check your email? Just update your send and receive. I've shared the screenshot. Maybe this is the picture that you're referring. A lot of trucks standing side by side. Highline, Scania, DAF, Mercedes, all right?
Yeah, that's not the same picture, but I appreciate it.
Not
same. These are all, they're all foreign. They're not even sold in the United States.
You got my email? The screenshot that I shared?
Yep.
All right.
I'm looking.
So for that picture thing, together we'll find some pretty nice pictures from Shutterstock, right? And the picture that you're referring, we will find that as well, all right? And we'll update that for you. But for now, the changes and the updates that I look forward to have from you is, you know, the functional changes, the functional requirement. As soon as that is completed, we will jump onto the content part. And in that, we'll do that for you, right?
Okay.
Do you have the domain and host ready?
Do I have what?
The domain and the host, like www.tomtrucks.com.
Yeah.
4x4, 4x5. All right.
Trucktom.com.
Trucks.
Trucktom.com.
Trucks. com.com.
Trucktom.
S-C-O-M. Mm-hmm.
T as in Tom. Trucktom.com.
Do you have the access to it? This domain? Like
yeah.
Username and password for this domain?
Yeah, it was all done months ago, you guys had.
Perfect, perfect. So let's do this. Send that to me, all right? And I will start your deployment phase as well, parallel to the development phase. So as soon as you approve the website, we'll just go live, all right? Trucktom.com. Trucktom.com. I got it. All right?
Yeah.
And what about the host? Do you have the host as well?
That's supposed to be you guys.
All right. We guys are supposed to provide that to you. All right.
You guys
get
supposed to. What I'm saying, this stuff was, should have been done months ago.
I'll take care of it. All right. It's never too late.
I know.
I'll take a couple of hours and get that ready for you. All right. So that's why I'm confirming. The domain got registered back in 2022. All right. However, the host, we will provide that to you. You need shared host or your dedicated host?
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, do you want to share the space with the other website, or you want a dedicated space of your website?
I don't know.
No, let me guide you. Well, as per my recommendation, you must go for a dedicated host rather than, you know, selecting a shared host. There are two hosting, all right? There are two types of hosting, shared hosting and dedicated hosting. When we say shared hosting, that means there is a server, and on that server, there are multiple websites hosted, right? And your website is going to be the other website, like another one among them. That is shared host. But let's say you have, you know, the information, the database that you have on the website, you think that it's pretty important tech, you know, you should go for a dedicated host server, which means it's only you who have the access. And only you have that website on that host, which means there will be no chances for spam. Now, let me tell you situation, all right, different situation. If let's say if we will go for the shared host, right, there are 99 other websites and your is like the 101. The other 99 website, if they're doing any wrong business, your host will mark spam, right, and your IP will be blacklisted. That will increase the chances for you. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. And let's say if you, obviously you're doing a legit business, but you do not know about the others. So in that case, it's important that you go for a dedicated host. Now, let me give you a layman example. Let's say you are in a room, all right, there are 10 guys there, all right, and one of them is having, you know, they are infected with COVID-19, all right? So, you know, there are chances that other 9 are going to get infected with the same virus, right? However, if everyone is following the precaution, right, if they are maintaining social space and if they are, you know, in different section, in different room, then there will be a chance that nobody is going to get affected. So a dedicated host means dedicated rooms, right? However, shared host means one single room, different people, and, you know, maybe some of them are infected with COVID-19. You got it. So my recommendation is that you go with dedicated host. If we provide it to you, how many years do you want me to provide that? Like 5 years, 10 years, lifetime?
I paid for dedicated host for like 6 years or 10 years.
All right.
With your...
We'll take care of it if you have already paid for it. Then that we will we'll provide you that service, not a problem. So dedicated host will be provided for 6 years, the time that you have mentioned. Domain is ready.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't look at the receipt, but I was charged for it, yeah.
I'll take a look in it, all right. How much you paid, you remember?
$1,500,
$1,800, something. All right. I'll look into it, and I'll have you updated on that, right? Meanwhile, on the website, if there is any change, you can let me know. All right. Can you open Google?
No, I'm driving now.
Oh, all right. So let's say if you open Google, all right, and if you type down Truck Storm, right? Do you have your profiling done there? No, right? You will find Truck Stop, right? Not Truck Storm, right? So just take a look, and let's get connected when you would be available in front of your computer tomorrow.
Yeah, I will. I have to go pick up my son from school right now.
So can you tell me a good time to call you tomorrow?
Call me at 12 noon my time.
All right, 4 p.m. your time. I'll do that.
Oh, huh?
I'll take care of that. I'll call you tomorrow.
At what time?
4 p.m., correct?
No, I said 12 noon.
12 noon, all right. And you're located in?
Wisconsin.
Pacific Standard Time or Central?
That's Central.
All right, Central. All right, I'll call you CST 12 noon, right? Your time.
Yeah, that'll be 10 o'clock your time, right?
Yeah, it will be 10 o'clock my time, and I'll take you further from there, and I'll keep things ready for you, all right? Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
You're